Hello and welcome to my latest Matchpod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. And Arnold the Dick and Murta the Meek. Basically, like Liz Truss was to Boris Johnson, an absolute joke. That's exactly what Arnold the Dick and Murta the Meek are to Ed Woodward. Incompetence put in the position just because they were in cahoots with the incompetents that were there before them. The sooner they're out this football club, the better. Manchester United back in action after their semi-final FA Cup win against the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Spurs. A Spurs side who will be reeling from their 6-1 defeat, getting rid of Stellini. According to Ryan Mason, there needs to be a reaction. Of course, there's going to be a reaction against Manchester United. But as Ten Hag said, basically, in his press conference, he said, it doesn't matter what their reaction is. Our reaction has to be better. And we've seen with this Manchester United side, especially away from home, weak mentality still there. The team is interesting, actually. It's actually interesting for who's not even in the squad because of injury, and that's Harry Maguire. There was talk that Maguire might come back in because of physicality against Harry Kane. But I think if that had happened, I mean, there'd be even more question marks against Erik ten Hag and his basically weakness for not stripping Harry Maguire of the captaincy. So it had to be the same back four, really, because they performed well against Brighton. And I think that's how it should be. If you perform well in the previous match, you should get that opportunity, especially when your first choice centre-backs are both out. So he has done that. He's stabbed a Herring goal. Dalot at left-back, Wan-Bissaka at right-back with Lindelof and Shaw at centre-backs. Midfield, it's Eriksen, Casemiro and Bruno Fernandes. Fernandes, who did have an injury, apparently went off with an injury, couldn't carry on. But he's back, as I say. Let's hope he doesn't come back and makes the injury worse. Because, as I say, it's all, you know, in football, yeah, Bruno would be a miss. But do you know what? He's played pretty much every game all season. Oh, in shock horror, he's tired and gets an injury. Shock horror. So let's hope this injury isn't excavated today. And then up front, it's Rashford through the middle. It's Sancho on the left and Anthony on the right. No Harry Maguire at all. Apparently, he's got an injury, I think, from something that I saw. So who plays at centre-back if there is an injury? I don't know, Casemiro, maybe I'm Wan-Bissaka. So United do need to keep their centre-backs fit because no matter what you say about Spurs, they do have players like Harry Kane and Son. And Rekalisin starting today as well. Don't think he scored a league goal for Spurs. So wouldn't it be a surprise if he scored one today? But United, as the manager says, have to be stronger mentally and ready for, not necessarily an onslaught, but the fact that Spurs are going to be reeling from a 6-1 defeat and United to have to step it up. I do hope that Eriksen can get more into the game today. Spurs don't necessarily play like Brighton do, the passing style. Maybe Ryan Mason's implemented it in the last 3 or 4 days, but we need him to get involved in the game. Wasn't involved in the game at all, really, against Brighton. A few odd nice touches, but Fred came on and made a difference. And it was, you know, a difference to just make United far more combative in that midfield. So it will be interesting to see how this game pans out. United, they still, obviously the target, obviously the Brutus Cup final to play Manchester City. So that's sort of put to bed. But they've got, I think it's 7 or 8 league games left. And they need to be winning those matches to secure their place in the top four this season. As I say, the trophy has been won. But, you know, when you've won a trophy, you can't let your season just collapse into nothingness. And they've got a run of very difficult games with questionable scheduling as well. But, as I say, integrity and all that with the scheduling from the Premier League. Cough, cough, cough. But anyway, I will be back at halftime with my thoughts. And I'm just about to switch on to, because BT have got all the matches. And for some ridiculous reason, there's 3 matches tonight. United kicks off at 8:15. The other 2 kick off at 7:45. Why is there not a 7:30 kickoff? So there's a 7:30, 7:45 and 8:15 kickoff. I mean, BT, absolute shambles. And I'll say it again, and this is absolutely ridiculous from BT. Why do they tell you the scores of other matches when you're watching another game? If I wanted to know the scores of the other matches, I would watch them, BT. Muppets. Half time at the Tottenham Stadium. It's Tottenham Hotspur 0, Manchester United 2. A match that United have controlled. They're not dominated, but they have controlled. You can see that Spurs are really lacking in confidence. And to be fair to Spurs, they have had some opportunities, but they've either not had players in the box or it's been some saves from David De Gea. Not the greatest of finishing, I would say. But it's been Richarlison that's been the danger for them, sort of causing a lot of problems to Wan-Bissaka and to Lindelof. Wan-Bissaka's now in the book, but in regards to the goals, Jadon Sancho got the first goal. Nice little interlink of play, and then the ball came to him on the... He's playing on the left, on the right-hand side. He cut in. Good run from Eriksen down the line to give him that space to cut in, and a lovely killed shot into the back of the net. That was in the 7th minute, so an early setback for Spurs. I wouldn't say it's not desperate defending for Spurs, but actually showing some effort defending for Spurs compared to what happened on Sunday. Romero seems to have decided he's going to play in his World Cup form, because that's, if you ask Spurs fans, it seems that he was just preparing for the World Cup at the start of the season. And since the World Cup, it's like he's still drunk on winning it. But he's been putting in some good challenges, and he's been there, but he's been their best defender. And then sort of a key point in the match, a breakout from Spurs. Perisic had an opportunity, had the shot, it was saved by David De Gea. Spurs players pushed up, the ball ended up at Bruno Fernandes' feet, and it was basically hit over the top to Marcus Rashford, up against Eric Dier. It was simple as, because of the pace. He got into a bit of space towards the left-hand side of the box and just smashed it at home. Past Fraser Forster to make it 2-0 to Manchester United. I mean, Rashford had an earlier opportunity saved by Forster at 1-0 after an excellent cross from Bruno Fernandes. So United are in control of this match at the moment. Say 2-0 is sort of that thing of a dangerous score. But what they need to do is they need to just make sure that they see out the second half. As I say, Spurs really are struggling with confidence, and there's really no excuses for Manchester United to not see out this game. If things sort of stay in a similar vein, obviously things can change in a game. Wan-Bissaka's on a booking and Richarlison is causing him trouble. He cannot put a challenge into Richarlison because Anthony Taylor's there will be there with the yellow card. So, you know, it's all about sort of having sort of the right... It is about having the right mentality, but also thinking smart on the pitch. Luke Shaw's having an excellent game centre back, and I should probably have said in the semi final, I talked up David De Gea with some excellent saves. Lindelof also was excellent in that match in the semi final, but it's Luke Shaw that's played really well at centre back today when needed. The only time when he was a bit silly was when he ran out with the ball, using his left foot into sort of the right hand channel, and then tried a little silly flick, which did allow Spurs to break up the pitch. That was at 1-0. So, as I say, obviously 2-0. Next goal is important, but United need to be trying to see this game out, because this will be an excellent result after the semi-final, going to extra time and all that. And then Spurs will be trying to give something back to their fans, but an early second-half goal would be helpful for Manchester United, that is. But at half-time, it's Spurs 0, Manchester United 2. Well, there we go. A passive start to the second half. The Spurs get a goal back. I mean, United have just been awful at the start of the second half. It's like, you know exactly how Spurs are going to come out in this second half, and United have been poor, giving the ball away stupidly, little flicks, getting challenges and then falling over. The referee's not giving any of those fouls. He's not giving them throughout the game. And even just now, Bruno Fernandes has just gone through with a simple opportunity and he smashed it against the bar. As I say, it's all about using your head, and this United side is weak mentally. Spurs get it back to 2-2. Who knows? Subs. Maybe Ten Hag's not like what he's seen at the start of the second half, and I'm not surprised. Sancho and Eriksen off, with Martial and Fred coming on. Fred, who was absolutely outstanding in the home match against these two sides. I mean, for me, that's still Man United's best performance of the season. A lot of people talk about the 2-1 City, but there was a bit of controversy in that one. But for me, that Spurs game where they completely dominated. And as I say, still 2-1. And Spurs, they've got the players up front that can score goals, no matter what anybody says, whether they're playing well or not playing well. I mean, Harry Kane's got, I think, 25 goals odd this season in the Premier League. And as I say, on the normal season, without Erling Haaland, you'd be saying, absolutely, that is outstanding striking. So there's a long way to go in this game. United have not helped themselves at the start of the second half. I'd say, I don't think I said who the goal. The goal was Pedro Porro. It was a nice little flick finish, but United had already spent, as I say, most of the first 50 minutes of the second half, just allowing Spurs to get back into the game. It should be, we're just past the halfway point of the second half. It should at least be 2-2. Son had a great chance. Dyer just missed a header right in front of the goal. It's the mentality of children from Manchester United. An embarrassing second half performance so far. It's like they think, well, that first half was quite straightforward. They're all right, the second half's going to be. Can't keep the ball. Keep giving the ball away to Spurs. Thinking that Spurs are just going to be absolute garbage throughout the whole match. Yes, their confidence is low. But if you give a team that has actually got good players, you know, easy balls and confidence, then you're going to actually have problems yourself. There's a long way to go in this match, and there will be gaps and spaces for United to exploit, but this is a match that, as I said at half-time, it's about using your head, being sensible, you know, making sure that, you know, you don't give opportunities for the opposition to get back into the game. And United have done that. And as I say, they're lucky to still be level at this stage. 20 minutes to go. Yeah, you two tend to find out when Erik ten Hag is not happy with certain players. I mean, Wan-Bissaka off for Malacia. I think that's more probably because he's on a yellow. So Dalot to right back, Malacia to left back, and Anthony whipped off for Wout Weghorst, where you're not necessarily making a decision there to get goals if you're whipping off Anthony. He's clearly not happy with Anthony's performance in regards to keeping the ball, especially today. But Wout Weghorst is on. Maybe they've got a corner. Maybe from this corner he'll come on and head it into the back of the net. He didn't, by the way. It is 2-2, 10 minutes to go. Just awful defending. It was easy for Harry Kane. It was a clearance, not much of a challenge. Harry Kane not even picked up. Son at the back post. It's 2-2 and Spurs deserve it. And Manchester United have thrown away a two-goal lead. Weak mentality monsters are back. And there we have it. It's ended 2-2. 2 points thrown away by Manchester United because, again, it's the weak mentality. And I think what I've got to say on this is they were better once it got to 2-2. There was a bit more control within the match for Manchester United, but probably more part of that would be Spurs happy with that point. But why couldn't they do that before that? We've questioned Manchester United. I go back to the Sevilla game. Shocking, absolutely shocking. And there were question marks over the leadership on the pitch. Leadership on the pitch. Now, there are different players on the pitch today, a different captain today, and the captain didn't lead the team properly again today. Manchester United have thrown 2 points away. They've got a massive match now against Aston Villa in less than 2 days. I mean, yeah, so, you know, people will talk about the protectors, will talk about, oh, look, well, look, they've had a long season. Oh, you know, they played extra time against Brighton. But do you know what? I could have told you this was going to happen this season because of the World Cup, a long season, being in the Europa League, the squad not being up to standard before the start of the season. I could have told you all that. What will come out from this is well done to Spurs, well done to Ryan Mason. He's got Spurs playing well, but he's playing against the weak mentality Manchester United side who turned up in that second half thinking the job was done. Erik ten Hag was very frustrated on the sidelines and United are going to have to go back and get ready for a game, as I say, and shockingly scheduled for me, but a game against an Aston Villa side that are on a good run of form, and Manchester United league form since they've won the League Cup has been poor. And for whatever reason, they've again let a two-goal lead slip. And it's just lack of control, lack of nous, basically, within the football team. And some players thinking they're better than they are. I'm just watching on the TV now. Anthony's laughing away with Richarlison. Anthony should be walking off that pit thinking, have we lost 2 points? That's what should be doing. This is part of the problem. The mentality of the Manchester United players, especially some of them, who I think they think, well, we've won a trophy, that's enough. These players want to play in the Champions League next season. Well, they're just going to be embarrassed in the Champions League with performances like that. You have to step up. Spurs were there for the taking. They got themselves in the good position with 2-0 at half-time and then basically blew it in the second half. shocking, really. And they're going to have to step back up to the plate back at Old Trafford. The away form against sides in the top half of the table, absolutely awful. Now, people will say, well, they're back at Old Trafford, you know, that's the place where they've not lost for so long. Well, eventually you do get a bad result. And if United do lose on Sunday, then it's all back in the melting pot, because the run of matches that they have will make things difficult, and the way they've scheduled the games as well will make things difficult. Manchester United are going to have to step up to the plate, and obviously you've got to remember the injuries, but to say that's not an excuse, you just have to step up to the plate. And their games at United have not performed well in prior to this, where they have dropped yet again more league points. So we'll have a look and see how badly their league form has been since they've won the League Cup. But they need to improve it, and they need to improve it fast, or they will end up this season possibly with two trophies, but not in the Champions League. As I say, the trophies are fantastic, but mentality of top teams, which what Manchester United want to become, but they're actually nowhere near it. And there's a lot of issues that need to be resolved at the football club. Ownership, wages of players, stadium, which is a shambles, new contracts for certain players. As I say, there'll be better options elsewhere. And it's a reason why Manchester United cannot attract the players that they actually want. And as I say, Erik ten Hag, who has done a very good job this season, he's going to be there just thinking, just shaking his head, thinking, what are you playing at? Not good enough in that second half. And as I say, the last 10 minutes showed everything when United stepped up to the plate a little bit more. But why couldn't they do that before? And I will also say, Bruno Fernandes' miss at 3-1. Brilliant little shimmy. But it's a shocking miss. And that's arrogance. That's thinking, oh, this is easy. It's only Spurs. Unfortunately, it's more like it's only United nowadays, mate. Because look at where Manchester United are as a football club. Enough of my so-called, I'll be called negative for that, but I'm sorry, I don't think you can take many positives away from that second half performance. Absolutely awful, apart from when they got back to 2-2, but it's easy to step up to the plate then when Spurs are stepping off. But anyway, thanks for listening. As always, all the pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk. Podcasts up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Player FM, PCast. Search MUFC Global in your preferred search engine, and it will come up, and then you'll be able to listen to me, be able to listen to my thoughts, and you'll be able to hear me if you go right the way back. Actually, it's not on the pod because I didn't start the pods then, but basically the fact that United's run shockingly off the pitch, and there's a reason why the club is in such a mess, and that you have to give credit to Ten Hag for the job that he's done this season. But even he made mistakes at the start of the season, and it took him two matches to realise this club is an absolute joke. And the sooner the Glazers are out, the sooner we have some new owners who actually want to allow the club and promote the football side and make football best of class, not football just run of the mill, basically. Then the club might make some strides forward to winning tournaments, the biggest of tournaments. Because as I say, at the moment, they seem to just be a cup side. As I say, it's excellent. They won a trophy. They've got an opportunity to win another trophy. But if they perform like that against Manchester City, they'll get absolutely battered. And I include the first half performance as well. They have to be better, and they have to improve their performance, and they have to improve their know-how in football matches. Yes, there's some injuries, but unfortunately, that's part and parcel of footballing. You deal with it. The squad wasn't settled properly anyway at the start of the season, especially in regards to how many players he had for the pre-season tour. But anyway, enough of that. On to Aston Villa, 2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Thanks, BT Sport. Really, thanks for that. But that's the next match, and Villa are on a high. Unai Emery will be thinking he can go to Old Trafford. Nothing to be scared of, to be perfectly honest. They've had 5 days. They played on Tuesday. We, for some reason, played on a Thursday, and then we're playing on a Sunday. I don't know why we couldn't play on a Monday when it's a bank holiday as well. Interesting, hey? Scheduling, hey? They like to schedule as they want to. But anyway, enough of that. And yes, next game Villa, and I'll be back before, during, and after the game.